I'm Van Simmons, and I work in mobilizing older high school and college students through the North American Mission Board across. So I mobilize students in the U.S. and Canada. And let me just say, it's an exciting day in North American Missions. We're doing some things that we've never been able to do before. One of the things that we can do for you more than anything is to help you with staff. And a number of you are utilizing what we call semester missionaries to assist you as interns, for lack of a better term. Now, we prefer to call them semester missionaries and view them as missionaries because we want them to be engaged in intentional evangelism, and that can be evangelism with freshmen or Greeks or internationals, you name it. How many of you are using those, okay? All right, a number of you are using them and using them effectively. There is a variety of, let me just say, there's a lot of information in our booth. You have a couple of things that I want to call your attention to. One is this interactive DVD. Really would encourage you to take a few minutes and pop this in your computer. When you click on the, for instance, when you click on the coffee cup, It steams, but it comes up and it opens, and it has a series of videos, short video clips, 30-second to 2- and 3-minute videos that are basically testimonies of students who are doing semester missions or other kinds of mission opportunities. Some of them are doing Mission Service Corps, self-funded missions. Some of them are doing innovators. Innovators are self-funded, go and get a job in the summertime, missionary kind of things. And so very similar to Project Impact kind of thing. But would encourage you to utilize this. The other thing that's on your, I didn't bring one up here, but there is a yellow kind of half sheet called the Missions Prep Network. Heather, you want to hold up one of those? All right, hold those up. That is a brand new resource that if you're not aware, that particular piece is brand new. How many of you, hopefully you have students who are called to missions or ministry. And what do you do with those folks, right? I mean, a lot of those folks don't know, what do I do? What's the next step? And that Missions Prep Network has enormous resources on what does it mean to be called? What does it mean to respond to God? How would you define being a missionary? And there are lots of resources off of the Missions Prep Network, a monthly email newsletter. Lots of different things. Would encourage you to go there and find some of those resources. I know that missions in Canada was mentioned last night. One mission project that I want to highlight for you, and I didn't put these in your chair, but they're more in our display. There's a thing on church planting in Canada. Tim Williams is the strategy coordinator for Western Canada. Does a tremendous, tremendous job in mentoring and discipling students and helping them engage lostness in Western Canada. I mean, I know the French-speaking Canadians, there's tremendous lostness there. But all over Canada, there's tremendous lostness. And we'd encourage you to consider engaging your students in this particular church planting project in Western Canada. I know Robert Hooker served there for a number of years. He can tell you personally about the lostness in Canada. And so that's a tremendous project for you. We're here to serve you. And one of the things that I want to be in conversation with you, not only while we're here this time, but I want to hear from you. I want to listen to you. What are your strategies and vision for mobilizing students, particularly as it relates to North American missions? And then after listening to you, how can we best connect with you and assist you in mobilizing students and reaching students on your campus? That's what we're about, is helping you mobilize students and reach students for Christ right where you are. So thanks for the opportunity to serve you. There are some keychains, a little light on them and stuff, a little freebie giveaway, so come by and get one of those. Let me introduce two ladies to you. This is Heather McKeever, if you'll raise your hand, and Heather Nunn, the Heather and Heather Show. They are both USC2, former USC2 missionaries. That stands for United States and Canada for 2 years. similar to the Journeyman program. Heather served in collegiate ministry in Syracuse, New York for 3 years, 3.5 years, and Heather Nunn served in our strategic focus city in inner city Philadelphia. So they're mission mobilizers with me. They're seminary students at Southwestern and Southern, but they're mission mobilizers. They would love to come to your campus, talk with you, talk with your students. So talk with me about that. But again, thank you for the privilege and the opportunity of serving you through the North American Mission Board. And I'll be available to answer any questions along the way. Thank you, Max.
Is there anyone here from the International Mission Board? Okay. Come tell us about what's going on with Focus, where people will be going, and that type of thing. This is Rusty Cryer. Many of you know Focus stands for Friends of College and University Students. They all go with the International Mission Board. So it's not some weird organization out here. They all go with the International Mission Board, but it's basically recruiting and training and helping to send people with the International Mission Board.
Yeah. How many of you guys have heard something about Focus in the past? I want you to know that everything you've heard is not true. We had nothing to do with the power going off in Bricktown. Not a thing. Yes. My name's Rusty Cryer. I've been working for Focus going on 10 years. And we've been sending students overseas since summer of 93. Boy, we're still learning how to do that well. I think it's a little bit like parenting. You know, a couple years ago, I had this fathering thing all figured out, and then we had children. And now I'm having to face the facts. But, yeah, we really are trying some new things, trying to send college students and do it well. There's probably two things that characterize Focus as far as the students that we send. One would be partnership, and the other would be team. We really believe in the value of partnership, partnering a campus ministry in the States with a missionary overseas that might send students on a regular basis, whether it's summer, Christmas, semester, and have really seen the value of extended ministry go on. One of the themes here, the theme today is discipleship, you know, and, you know, I kind of look at it like spontaneous evangelism that doesn't get followed up on versus someone leading a friend to Christ and discipling them and just the value of growth that goes on. We see it the same, you know, with sending your students overseas. You can just let them pick some name out of the hat and go off, or you can begin to send them back to the same place on a regular basis. We've just seen that be extremely productive. Several of you guys in here have partnerships with missionaries overseas. The other, partnership and then team. All the students who go overseas with Focus go on a team. A team that has a team leader who's gone through training with us. In Wichita. Then each team with their team leader goes through orientation together as a team. Week long, it's in Salina, Kansas, and all of our teams go to work with IMB personnel on the field or someone who's been seconded to the IMB. And I don't even know what seconded means, but it means they work together. Van, do you know what seconded means? Tell me what seconded means.
They work together.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, everybody goes on IMB project number, IMB insurance. We basically recruit for job requests for the IMB field teams, send them overseas. One other thing that Focus is doing, I want to tell you about two other things. One is something we call Director's Track, and another is called something called Focus 2 Teams. Focus 2 Teams are journeyman teams, journeyman ISC teams that we've been working with the board. There's some personnel overseas who write job requests asking for groups of 4 to 5 to 6 journeymen to come and maybe start a new work in a city. So they've asked us to recruit students, recent college graduates who would go and fill those teams. And those are open for students who've gone through Focus in the past. One thing they've asked us to do is give our recommendation on everyone that we're sending. So... We're at this point, it's only open to people who've gone overseas with Focus before. So, and then the other thing I was going to mention to you was Director's Track. At Focus Orientation, that goes a week long, we try to recreate another country almost, in the land of Focus. And one of the things that goes on is we have a portion of that that's just for college student ministers. It's led by David Englehart. David, you want to raise your hand? Most of the people in here probably know you. David leads our director's track. Last year we had about 35 directors go through. It's kind of a no-strings-attached deal. If you come through director's track, you know, it's possible you would say, I don't want to have anything to do with these crazy Focus people. And we're fine with that. If you got something out of it that helps you send students overseas better, we're thrilled with that. And you may say, hey, maybe I want to give this Focus thing a try. So they go through things about what's a student need to look like who's ready to go to the 1040 window? What does it take to raise up teams on a regular basis and send them? What does it take to raise up a team leader to lead your teams overseas? What does it look like to partner with a missionary overseas? Cover a lot of these things. They also go through some of the orientation experience and debrief it together. Some of our philosophy and orientation, that type of thing. If you're interested in director's track and you just want to, if you'll just jot your name and contact information down and hand it to me, I'll get you on David's list to send out. We'll be sending out email invitations before long. Right, it goes, and the dates for that. Focus Orientation goes May 21 to 27. We know that a lot of you guys can't give up a whole week, so Director's Track goes May 20th, starts a day early, so you can kind of get a behind-the-scenes look. It goes to the 24th. That's a Saturday to a Wednesday. Good question. Any other questions about Focus or parenting while I'm here? No. Right, all of our teams go to work with university students, try to minister to university students overseas. We've had senior citizens, grandmas and grandpas go, we have teachers go, but everybody we send, probably 99% of the people we send are college students, and they all go to minister to college students.
How many teams did you send out this last summer?
About 30. We have 2 Christmas teams overseas right now. Yeah, we'll be in about 15 different countries. I didn't bring the list with me, but we got a couple teams going into North Africa, multiple teams that'll go into China, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, Cambodia, Thailand, several others. Come by and I'll give you a brochure. If you want to come by the Focus table, I'll give you a brochure that lists them out. Any other questions for me before I step down? All right, thanks.
One of the beautiful things about that, if you have students that want to go, they do the paperwork. I mean, as a director, that's one thing I love. I didn't have to worry about passports or anything. They apply, they take care of all of that. So if you had students wanting to go to 10 different countries, they handle all of that for you. And the beautiful thing, I think, about it that we found was so helpful is they are a team before they ever arrive on the field. There are other times when people have been sent, maybe it'd be one from Texas and 2 from Virginia and 1 from Oklahoma, and they don't really know each other that well. Maybe they meet at an orientation just when they're very briefly. And then they go to the field, and they're not a team. Well, this team is a team when they get there. I have been on one of those teams, and I think if a team like is going to North Africa, they will spend about 25 hours together as a team with their team leader during that orientation week. So when they get there, they're already a team. And that's one of the tremendous values, I think, of that. Okay? Now, we want to hear about some summer training programs. A number of years ago, we tried to do this at Glorietta. After 40 years, literally 40 years, I've talked with every director that's ever been at at Glorieta for the past 40 years. We finally got a training program in. And after 3 years, we didn't do that anymore because there's just such tremendous difficulty with the different schedules and that type of thing where they really couldn't get the training. And so there's been one started in Chicago. And Kelsey, if you'll come tell us about that one. And then also what the new one will be, and then Bobby will talk to us about a new one that's going also.
I'll just briefly talk about Chicago, but Dick, if you want to kind of move up here too, and he can talk about L.A. I was in Glorieta, New Mexico in 2001, and we had a phenomenal summer. But there was just logistically too many problems, so we went to Phoenix, and it was 120 degrees in the shade. And we thought, okay, God's not working in Phoenix. just kidding, okay. Then we went to Chicago, and this will be our third summer in Chicago. And let me tell you something. It is a phenomenal project. Guys, I would have killed to have something like this when I was at the University of Oklahoma as a student. We are seeing freshmen and sophomores go to these training programs and come back in late July, early August at the spiritual and emotional level of juniors and seniors. I kid you not. Talk to the students. You know, you might think, well, he's got to say this. He's got to, you know, use glowing terms. Look at the transformation of the lives of the students in these ministries. This is not just an OU thing. We have students from campuses all over the country. There will be between 50 and 60 students, four or five staff members at the project in Chicago. It's at Judson College in Elgin, Illinois. We're seeing people come to the Lord while they're there. People are being equipped. They're trained. And the unique focus is real life experiences. These students are working 40 hours a week at hard jobs. They're learning to save their money. They're living in community with one another. They're resolving conflict. They're fixing meals together. It is really a great opportunity for students to learn what it's like in the real world when they get out of college. And we're seeing a lot of our students really grow up and mature. It's fascinating. Dick's going to talk about L.A., and this is going to be really cool.
Last summer, my son went to Chicago, and he came back a different person. We were really encouraged about the transformation that took place in his life. So, and I had the privilege of going to a couple. They weren't quite like that during my college years, which were several. But, I mean, it is a great way to invest a summer for college students. They might not come away with making as much money as they could if they stayed at home, but they have an opportunity to see how God can provide in other ways. And my son was given a job that he didn't have. So he's doing okay. L.A., it's going to be very similar to Chicago. But one of the main differences, I think, is that we're going to be hooked up with some churches that are very excited about us being there. There are Southern Baptist churches, and they're connected with Hope Baptist. They're in that Hope network out of Fort Worth. And so they're excited about us coming, and so we get to be tied up with them during the week. And it's sort of an experimental animal this year because it's the first time we've been there. We're only going to have 25 thereabouts students this summer, so we're going to just sort of use it as an experiment. My wife and I are going to be there, and Shane is going to be there. He was in Chicago last summer. He's been to LA a couple of times, so he knows the lay of the land. And so we are excited about investing in some students there and seeing how God will change their life. Any questions about Project Impact?
At what point do the applications become available for these projects? Is that later in the spring, or are those actually available in the fall semesters?
Yeah, here in the next couple of weeks, start going out.
Well, we'll send them to Chicago. I will encourage them to go there anyway. And they've had more applicants than they can take, so they've had to.
It's going to be an issue.
Yeah, and sometimes it's first come first serve is the way some things are decided, and sometimes it's other things. So, yeah. But I would encourage. I mean, we've had some people that just dragged their feet and dragged their feet and dragged their feet, and they were qualified to go, and it was sorry because they got them in after other qualified people, and so that was how it was decided.
Dick, what's the time frame? And, like, since they work full-time jobs, are their expenses a wash? Do they come home with some money the next semester? Some of those details.
Well, Kelsey might be able to add to this, but my son, okay, he worked for, he spread fertilizer for Kim Lawn. Great job. He made like $10 an hour. He had to go to work like at 5:30 in the morning. Sometimes got off at 2:33. So he made some pretty good money. Now there's some that make pretty good money, and then they go out and they just sort of spend it like, you know, some people that don't know what a budget is. And so, I mean, like Kels was saying, part of the it's practical stuff on budgeting. Some of the stuff is just that kind of deal because we don't want students to go there. And I guess early on there were some students that worked and came back and spent more than they made. And that just wasn't good. But we try and help them with that. Oh, he came back with more, like 1,400.
Wow.
So, yeah. But he did well, he did better than some, but some, there are several that, I mean, one guy worked at Wendy's and made that much, so, yeah. June and July, basically, end of May.
I was just going to also say, they work only during the day, they do the training at night on weekends.
Right. Yeah.
They have to work. It's 8 to 5 when they go out and get jobs. And last year, every student had a job. And the great thing about it, some of them work like for Lowe's, you know, like Home Depot, places like that. And their employees said, if you want to come back next year, you've got a job. And so that's one thing they try to do is teach them how to work. And the students cannot work weekends. And so then they have training at night and training on weekends. One of the things that's so terrific about it, like I said, if you can get freshmen to go, because the freshman comes, a lot of times they get involved in your ministry, they really begin to grow, and then they go home to the old ways. If you can get them to do something like that their freshman year, and then when they come back and you have them through that sophomore year, we've seen tremendous transformation in students' lives. Now, we would hope over a period of time to get these. I wish we had dozens of them across the nation. So that students, and what we found, there's students that are not ready to go with Focus after their freshman year. And if we could get them to go to something like that, and then in one of the mission opportunities, but we just know that some of them aren't ready. And after a summer like that, then the next year, if they can go with some kind of mission opportunity, it's great. But some freshmen are not ready for what they'll experience overseas. And so now there's another one God's put on the heart of Bobby Pruitt he wants to tell you about.
Hello. You know, without a vision, the people perish, Proverbs 29:18. And the thing we've seen through the years, being at the University of Colorado, we've been there 18 years, and so many, not only of the graduates we see from college, but just other people in the community, if your cities are anything like Boulder, I think, you know, our families really are in trouble in a lot of ways. And maybe they're not so much in trouble as they don't have a vision for greater things. It seems like homes are dominated by watching TV and videos. And I don't see, as I look across Christians' homes, I don't see ministry really coming from the home. I see a lot of times husbands and wives that have kind of their own tracks in life, and that it's always the children that pay the price. In divorces, it's always the children that pay the greatest price. We want to provide a training program this summer to really equip 24 college students from your campuses and our campus in how to have a life-giving, refreshing home. It'll begin with them as a person. We'll talk about what kind of family backgrounds people came from. And, you know, the person I've learned the most about in my marriage is myself. And in a book by Gary Thomas, he says, one of the gifts we receive when we get married is a full-length mirror called our spouse. And God says, surprise, here's to looking about what you're really like. And so we learn more about ourselves in marriage than we even learn about our spouse. And I just am aware of some incredible problems from my own past. And I think most people have those things. And I think that as we look at ourselves this summer, and boy, we have some people that are very, very in Boulder this summer that are just very good. We'll have 2 months to talk. It'll also be June and July. Talk with students and kind of figure out what we're bringing, what we're going to be bringing to future marriages and family life, and then what some pitfalls and some things, and then also sharing a vision for how we can supplement those things and be ready to enter marriage then as godly men and women who unite together to really have a home that gives life to people, to have a lot of hospitality, to have refreshment, have an open home with people in it. It's very much The Insider, the book The Insider by Jim Peterson, very much that kind of stuff. So that's what we see. Gail and I feel like we happen to have 8 children, so we've had some experience with that. Just recently we've had a couple other people move in our house. We had a freshman girl who moved in recently this past year. God gave us a house next door, kind of an amazing thing. So we own that house now, and then a few houses down. It was kind of amazing this last summer. In a couple hours, this lady, I just met her at a garage sale once. I told her about the training program we were having. She says, why don't you use my house? I live in New York on Long Island, and man, I fixed it all up. It's really nice, and I don't need to use that. So you know, so now we have that house, several houses down. It's God is really doing something. It's kind of weird, but God's doing something. We're not rich people. We don't have any money, but we have 3 houses, you know. And it's that kind of thing. My wife, Gail, is an amazing, she's probably my greatest teacher. She's an amazingly gifted, very insightful woman who I marvel at. And she's so this homemaking thing and just life-giving as a result of her. I think this is a vision that we own together. So this is something we feel like God's laid on our heart. It's weird. We feel like it's going to be a hard sell because this is really weird. And if we saw a progression with our different things, we would see Project Impact would be for freshmen. We would see then Focus Training would follow that, and Project Impact Home Edition would be for people closer to graduation. So naturally, you'd probably have fewer people by the time you'd get to our project. We would hope that we would get college students from every one of your campuses. If you could give us 1 or 2 from your campus, then they could go back. And, you know, a big dream we might have would be that in the future we would have these similar kinds of things on your campuses and other campuses, because we don't by any means have a corner on any of this stuff. We would like to see this to be a regular emphasis in all our campus ministries, just as an option, or just even applying some of those things that we are hoping to develop and learn, because we have got to equip these people. You know, most of our college students, they're going to live their lives out in homes and in families, and we want them to have refreshing homes. God forbid, you know, that we should shortchange the next generation. And the way we're at in our country, I think a lot of times we have not equipped, and we don't know how as well as we could. But I see this as being a very positive deal. I was going to say a couple other things. So the background, helping people with their background. Second thing is just future family. Talk about singleness, dating, courtship, marriage, even being grandparents. We'll talk about being grandparents. How, you know, kind of blow them away a little bit, but you know, we're going to talk about that. So it's kind of a 100-year view. Wisdom, talk about conviction and perspective, especially perspective, taking the big look of life. Kind of like, you know, in some ways it would have been nice if we'd have planted some oak trees when we first moved in our house or something like that. And they'd be 10 years old now. And we hope to plant some things in the lives of people during this training program so that 20 years, maybe they're kind of fruit trees and they'll have this fruit coming out of their lives. So giving this big picture. So future family, wisdom, and then also skills. A lot of practical ideas for making a house a home. Life and joy will flow from the home to the lives of others. Everything from actual home building and maintenance skills to helping you having a welcoming home that refreshes others. Max Barnett said something years ago that really caught me by surprise. Boy, really, man, I chewed on that a long time. He said one time, there is not enough money in Norman, Oklahoma to take Sandra away from the job she already has when it had to do with raising their one son, their one child, Brent. Man, and I thought, yeah, there is. There's a price there, you know, that it would be worth her not raising Brent. I mean, you know, it's just, you just got to have enough money. It just depends. And I thought, no, man, that job really, and I thought, no, that's right. You know, the job's too big. And I just think women, especially today, there's so many options coming their way. And I think men, too. You know, Americans so look at it, kind of we identify ourselves so much with vocation and some things. We've lost a vision for a life-giving home and all these things. So we're just trying to do our best to work on this. So consider, and I have brochures. Let me give these out. And I have about 25, about 30, and there's about 40 people in the room. So if we also have a website. It's called beimpacted.org. That's on the brochure, beimpacted.org. And our application is already ready to go, baby. You can fill it out today. We'll take first come, first serve on this. If we kind of qualify people to come, we'll go ahead and try to process that within about a week and let these people know. We don't have like an April. There says April 15th deadline. But what we'll do is we'll take people into the project. My son Robbie, who's 23, my oldest daughter Bethany, who's 21, they're involved in our ministry, Tim Heron here, and then Jenny Stage, who has been a part of our ministry. She graduated, has been on staff a couple of years now, very wise young lady. They're all very committed to this project, helping it be successful. We'll have some of you directors come and help us with that. If that's something you'd like to come to Boulder. Now, this environment in Boulder in the summer is just smack. It's beautiful. And it is, we'll have fun. They'll do activities and some things. And to give you a practical idea of this project, the girls, the guys will be doing skills relating to home building and some things. We'll sub them out to a variety of people. And people then will give donations to our project. At the end of the summer, we'll divide all that money up among the students. It'll be kind of like a scholarship fund that will help them. We think we can do like $800 a person, Lord willing. That's what we're looking at. The project itself, we're saying $1,000. We don't think it'll really take that much money because we're pretty tight in the way we do things. And, man, we're going to have some leftover money. We thought that'd be good if they want to raise $1,000. Whatever we don't spend of that, we'll be able to give back to them. They'll be in groups of four. Four girls together, four guys together in little teams. There'll be three teams of four girls and three teams of four guys. And then they'll kind of mix it up and do some group dating kind of things and just some group relationships. The guys will be doing this home. They'll be working hard all day, learning all kinds of skills. The girls will be learning quite a variety of homemaking kinds of things. And then they'll also assist the guys on projects that they have. We feel like there's so much we want to expose the women to. They don't have time to earn money. Because we think one of the reasons women today don't invest more in their home is they just don't know how to do a lot of things. So we're bringing a lot of women in the community who are skilled at different things and trying to to help them learn to do these things. Then the evenings will be filled with speakers, weekend activities. We really want to give them a lot of wisdom. So this is kind of a weird thing, and I know that. But I would really, I think it'd be great if you guys could send a person or two from your campus, and let's see how it goes. What questions do you have about this? Okay, back here.
Wait. How one of our students is interested in
Yep.
How flexible is the schedule specifically? She has a wedding she is going to be part of. How flexible is that?
I'm Mr. Flexible. That's my problem. I'm too flexible. We probably work around about anything anybody had, but I shouldn't say that, but probably, yeah, talk to us. So, yeah, I think something like that, we could probably work around it. Okay, Kevin? $1,000, and basically that'll pay for their food and lodging and stuff and whatever we don't spend. And, you know, we'll have some speakers, and there'll be a little bit of transportation fee and getting people there and stuff like that. And money that we don't spend then will be refunded. We hope people can raise that money, and then they can, you know, use whatever money that we earn in our fund then to go back towards. They could get that back, plus our scholarship money. They will divide that up at the end of the summer among the girls and the guys. So any other questions? Talk to me about this personally, and I'll be happy to answer questions. Please help me out on this and send your people. Oh, also, I'll have this in the back table. I'll just pass it around. If for email list info, just fill this out. And again, that website, beimpacted.org. If I already sent you email, you don't need to do this, but you don't have it. All right? Beimpacted.org. Yeah.
One of the things about the other training program, all of them, is we tried to find places where they could stay for about $8 a night. That's one of the requirements. That's why we found a campus in Chicago, one in California, because we don't want it to be very expensive for them to live so that they can possibly come home with some money. Okay? These are great opportunities. The thing I love about it, you can have students going at these different places and getting help that you don't have anything to do with. And that's great. I love people, somebody else to do some of my work for me. Okay, let's pray, and I believe it's time for us to go. Lord, thank you for the opportunities we have, and we know there are university students around this nation that could be tremendously helped and getting some training in their own lives and then going out and giving our life away to help others. And so, Lord, I pray that you would lead the students that you want to each one of these programs, and that we would be men and women of vision, creating more and more possibilities to reach more and more students, to equip them to help get the gospels to the end of the earth. Because we pray in Jesus' name, amen.